The planned sale of America's largest candy maker has been delayed. Hershey Foods is coveted by food giants Nestle, Kraft, and Cadbury Schweppes, but it appears its future may be determined by a Pennsylvania court. Damon Balmer of member station WITF explains.
The party trying to sell its majority stake in Hershey Foods is a charity, the Hershey Trust, founded along with the chocolate company by Milton Hershey. The trust supports what was originally a school for orphans. The ruling comes from a county orphans court, which has jurisdiction over wills, estates, and trusts. It's in response to a petition from Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Mike Fisher, who says the small town of Hershey would suffer economically if the 108-year-old company is sold. Fisher contends this court has the power to review and perhaps reject any sale because the potential seller is a charity, not a private party, and so is subject to regulatory oversight.
Trustees have certain responsibilities under Pennsylvania law, and my job as Attorney General is to make sure that they exercise those duties responsibly. Part of my job is to look out for the community.
The trust is not commenting to reporters, but it's already moving forward with an appeal. The trust argues it must be allowed to diversify its assets, which right now depend heavily on Hershey stock. After the collapse of Enron, it says it can't afford to risk the future of the school if the company ever weakens. The sale blocking order issued yesterday is only temporary, giving the Orphans Court judge a chance to decide the broader issue of whether his court has any right to intervene in the free market. The order can't stop the trust from talking to potential suitors, but Fisher says he hopes the latest developments will get them to consider abandoning their plan to sell.
I think they could save the people of Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the hard-working men and women of Hershey Foods a lot of agony.
But Edward Sell, former dean of the University of Pittsburgh Law School, says there's nothing in the law that should keep the trust from selling the company.
It is charitable, and therefore, to the extent to which it's abusing its charitable functions, the Attorney General could intervene, but it doesn't seem to me that that's an issue here at all. The only issue seems to be that they're likely to close up shop in Hershey and move the industry out of there and leave the community devoid of a source of employment and so forth.
There's a lot of confusion about where this case heads next. For example, hours after the order came down, the Attorney General's office still didn't know which court the appeal would go to. For now, some matters are still before the Orphans Court. The trust has until next Monday to submit additional information on why a sale is necessary. The judge might rule shortly after that. He might also schedule more arguments. For NPR News, I'm Damon Balmer in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.